3, 2, 1,
let's go!
We are here, last day of ERTEC 2019, Skippo.
The last day. It's the saddest day.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. We don't get it back.
We don't get it back.
We don't get your ERTEC back in 2019. This is it. And I thought it was good, man. I thought the vibe was really good. There was some healthy vibes.
There was really good. Yeah, right. There was a positive atmosphere for sure. And like, there was a lot of people, I feel, that, you know, we're starting to figure this out a little bit better, right?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah, I mean, the conversations is the most important part, I think, of these conventions and these events. Mm-hmm. And that happens all over the place. And every night, the happy hours are in between talks and all that stuff. And I thought those conversations this year were really, really interesting.
Yeah. It's really interesting to hear people coming out of these higher level, you know, either geochemistry or, you know, these engineering talks that are way over my head. And you just see these two guys who are experts in these fields just going at it in the hallway. Yeah. And I'm just sitting there trying to understand like 50% of it.
And on top of that, at ERTEC, there's always something called U-Pitch. And that's why we're sitting here with Miss Susan Nash.
Thank you.
Yes. Susan, thanks for coming on the show and talking about U-Pitch with us and kind of your perspective of the show this year and kind of how did it all start anyway for Susan Nash?
Well, thank you very much for being here, for letting me be here. I'm totally, totally impressed with what you're doing and really excited that you're getting the word out, especially about technology, so like the tech and your tech. Mm-hmm. And years ago, I was working on economic development, and I saw that the key to economic development, either in communities or in different sectors, really had to do with innovation. So it's been a fantastic opportunity to think about, okay, how can we really start supporting innovation, not just at the raw startup level, but at the level of basically where we have startup, we have it actually ready for implementation, for beta testing, or basically ready for commercialization, all those phases. And then this year, for the first time, we want to look at what are people looking for who are acquiring technology.
Interesting.
It's been really fun.
Interesting. How many years has U-Pitch been around now?
This is our third year.
Okay.
So actually, when I was finishing up my dissertation several years ago, I was thinking about ways to do things like this using creativity. And so some of the things that have been incorporated have tied into that. And so and this for the first year, we tried just having like a pitch fest. And it was like at the just one morning.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was good. But we didn't feel like we were being able to reach out as many people as possible. So last year, for the first time, we had it here at ERTEC. And we had an exhibit hall floor. So, okay, there's some pros and cons to that. Because we either have it, we have a lot of people, but we're not going to have a captive audience. We have a lot of competition. But that's a challenge. And that's a good challenge.
That is. That's a really good challenge. Interesting. So what does Susan do? What do you do now? You work for the AAPG?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm Director of Innovation, Emerging Science and Technology. So one of the things that I do is I kind of like act as a scout and try to make sure that we find out what's going on, and not just in geology or geosciences, but also in engineering. So we want to have an integrated solution. And then just kind of going out and putting these into all of our events and making connections, but mainly opening doors. Because what we want to do is like say, okay, here's how to equip yourself for the future. And frankly, a lot of times I think that what people are finding is that they need to sort of arm themselves with their ideas and create their own opportunities. So they're doing that with the small like innovations. Machine learning is a big one where people
are. Sure, yeah, it's a hot topic, obviously.
As far as all these new pitches that you've been hearing, what seems to be the technology that's kind of taking that next step? That you see that's kind of breaking the mold?
Well, that's really a good question. I mean, we've seen analytics, like from our very first time, it's taken off, and they've, that integrate different information. Mm-hmm. So, like, that predictive property, so using AI and machine learning to do that. But then we also have things like methane detection. What X Works is here, they exhibited for the first time, but they were in our first U-Pitch. They have drones that they have not just the ability to detect with IR sensors, but with methane leaks, but also they have these like charging stations. Whoa. So that they have bigger range because they can just go down, boom. Well, actually, a drone comes up, boom, changes the battery, boom, they go off. It's super cool.
Mapping methane leaks.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
I love the drones.
Yeah, definitely loving the drones.
Any excuse to go onto the field and fly a drone around, I'm in.
definitely love the drones. Sticking with innovation and technology and moving forward with U-Pitch, how does it get, what are you going to do next? How are you going to get this even bigger? Because we're a huge fan and advocate of integration.
Thank you so much. Well, this time for the very first time, we decided to have the technology ventures and the companies that are looking for technologies present. So in the mornings, we had two-minute quick pitches, boom, 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 boom. And then we had 15-minute pitches all day. And then at like 4:30, more or less each day, we started with people who are looking for technology, like Chevron Technology Ventures. We had Saudi Aramco Energy Ventures. But we also had like Altera Group. So people are looking to either buy technology, invest in technology.
Wow.
And we asked them, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
And some people were like Hess. What they're doing is they're offering people the chance to beta test in the wells. So the people are just glued to that. It's like valuable information.
So Hess is agreeing to let somebody with an idea test their idea on one of their wells.
Yes.
And they cover the costs.
I don't know about that.
That's really, what an opportunity for these people that have these ideas and they feel so passionate about them and they get the opportunity to test them. I mean, that's...
Exactly.
That's running the front lines of everything right
exactly.
there.
Well, and the other thing too, we had one company, Nautilus Technology, they have leak detection system for pipelines, but yet the person that's the inventor is he's very intense and analytical, but he's not much of a marketing person. So he was able to connect with a commercialization partner. So they were able to go out and talk to different companies like Kinder Morgan and QEP and stuff, and then try them out. So I think one of the key things too, and I think maybe this is the thing we need to look at, is how can we facilitate getting these commercialization partners? The people who are very good at promoting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know what we could do. Maybe there's an event in the future that PBE could sponsor a happy hour with an integrated presentation of something with U-Pitch, and we invite everybody in the industry to listen to a full integrated presentation, and we have a happy hour together. And
would be great. Or highlights. We could have we could have like the 1-minute pitches, and they have 50 of them.
Awesome. Shotgun blast.
Yeah, shotgun them. Next. We're
record
ready.
Up. We can record them. We can, maybe. I mean, we're huge advocates for it. We have to have it. Integration is everything, and innovation is on the front, being on the front lines of that and paying attention to that.
Another way you can help in a massive way is that I'm getting the finalized authorized presentations from everybody, creating a website, linking to their presentation, also including their contact information.
Wow.
So we're going to have that, and if you want to help link that, push it out there, and let your people know about it, your audience know, that would be wonderful.
Cool. We can absolutely do that. Yeah. That's really cool.
That would be a blast to give someone another platform, for this U-Pitch idea.
Right?
That's badass,
dude,
man.
And to support Susan Nash and your efforts and what you do for AAPG, that's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
So that's really cool. I think that's a quick show with Susan Nash. We touched on a lot of things. You want to say anything as far as to complete the short segment we got to enjoy with you?
Well, I just want to thank you very, very much for letting me be a part of this, and just want to thank you and ask you, what can AAPG do for you? So,
well, we're both, you're Southwest Section delegate.
Yeah.
Right. And I was the president at the university, no longer there.
Yeah.
Graduate. So,
excellent.
Yeah. Happy about that. But the AAPG and PBE have that, I mean, that relationship, I feel like, is just going to grow and grow
Absolutely,
and grow.
Absolutely,
yeah. Great. Well, just let me know.
As we feel as young professionals, we need to be involved in the AAPG because the what it's done for our career, I can't pay back enough to the AAPG.
That's a fact.
Well, wonderful. I'm really, really glad to hear that. And what we'd like to do is, like, once we get this this presentation, this link, we'll link to it on our website, too.
Okay.
All right.
Get it out there.
All right. Done deal. That's a deal, Susan. Thank you so much for coming on.
It was a pleasure.
And thank you. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. We're out.
And we're out.
Thank you.